number one sports betting show, called Pat McAfee, Corbin and Thunderdome. I am Todd Dix.
Ooh. Ooh.
Whoa.
What?
That baby Todd.
That's not your Thursday shirt.
Needed it. We need to change the juju. We had to bring in the closer in the eighth today. We had to bring him out.
Bruce.
What's going on, dude? Perfection.
Otter, how are we?
Tony, doing pretty good, man.
Were you perfect last night?
No, I was 5-3, but who was
perfect? That's a wedding night.
Domingo Herman was perfect.
Yeah, we called that one.
Yeah.
Gumpy said he thought he was going to shove it, and I was skeptical. As people let me know on Twitter, I guess they all saw it coming, the perfecto from
they did.
Bingo.
They did.
There's nothing better than
what a night.
OA comment like that turns into a perfect game.
Yeah. I mean, it is. It's crazy that it happened. I mean, his curveball was just simply unhittable last night,
dude,
and he made the most of it.
His changeup was fucking insane, too, last night, Bruce.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of been the
it's like the sticky stuff was probably back on him.
I don't know. I mean, he's always had like when he was coming up, right, with the Yankees,
he had
like
stuff.
He's like, this guy's got disgusting stuff, and he had the, you know, obviously the horrible suspension, and you know, could never really tie it all together. So hopefully this sparks something with him where he's able to find it consistently.
Maybe. Let's hope.
Probably
kind of like Severino in that thing. Severino's the same way, man. Severino was unbelievable. I guess Severino got hurt, though.
Yeah. And he forgot when a ALDS game against the Red Sox started. And I think that...
Was that when his downfall started?
Yeah, completely.
I went, let's see here, 2-4-1 last night. You know, not the best night.
Yeah, it was ugly out there.
I've been grinding up until...
I'm having a bad week.
It's a grind, boys.
It is a grind. We're back at it tonight.
The plus or the minus 200 or more favorites parlay did not come through.
That happens.
That happens quite a bit.
Starting 4 minutes, I'm on the Yankees minus 190.
Oh, yeah. Games are starting now.
I'm on the Yankees minus 190.
Is there any that just started?
We got one at 12-4 or 3:40. My apologies.
Yeah, yep.
I'm on that.
I got something there too. Let's go, Tony. Let's get
into
it.
Let's go, Tony. Let's go, Tony.
Come on, Tony. Come on.
Hold on. What, the Rays are plus a half now?
Yeah, I'm on.
Yeah, bro. Let's go. Come on.
Shut the fuck up.
As Tony's looking at this and as we're talking about this game, I am going to take the over of 0.5 runs in the first inning of this game, just because I saw both the starting pitchers' ERAs, and I watched this whole game last night. It was an absolute snooze fest until the ninth inning.
What game are you talking about?
The Rays at Arizona.
Okay.
Over one run in the first inning.
If we're going to skip to that game.
How is it skipping? It's in 6 minutes.
Well, there's a game in 3 minutes.
Oh.
Who's in three, Yanks?
Clark Schmidt goes against Hogan Harris. Clarky's been throwing the ball lately.
He's got that cutter.
Clarky's back, staying away, but Clarky's been throwing the ball.
Put me down, Yanks, first five money line.
Okay.
Yanks.
Put me down.
Tampa Bay and Arizona. Zach Littell goes against Brandon Fat. I got the Rays first five plus a half.
Put me down. First five plus a half race.
Yep, me as well. Fod, I learned today, was like a heralded prospect coming up, and now he's just gotten high. So that's tough to see.
He'll bounce back.
It seems like we do have a team ride on the Rays. Plus a half, first five. Let's go.
Yeah. Lance Lynn goes against Patrick Sandoval, Chicago at LA. I couldn't find a way.
Lance has been good lately. I'm not touching this one.
I believe that the White Sox offensive outburst yesterday was a bit of an aberration, and for that reason, I'm on the Angels.
Okay, I like it.
Ooh.
Yeah, not scared of Lance Lynn on the road.
Fucking Rob. What's his name? Luis Robert? That guy's been murdering the baseball.
Best middle fielder in all of baseball.
Middle fielder?
Center fielder.
There you go.
Same fucking thing.
Close.
It is in the middle.
Miami at Boston. Jesus Lizardo goes against Mr. Bello. I like both guys. I will stay away. Uh-oh. What's going on out there?
Wee-oh-wee-oh-wee. Wee-oh-wee-oh-wee.
Yeah, fire down at the yard. Bello's pretty much our ace right now.
I know.
Down Red Sox first five money line.
I know he is. I like Lizardo though too. That's
yep. I like the Sox to get off the schneid with Bello. They also hit well against lefties like Lizardo. Give me the Red Sox money line full game.
San Francisco Giants at Toronto. Keaton Wynn goes against Chris Bassett. I like the old Keaton Winster. Yeah, Giants first five plus a half.
Wow.
I'm out.
I'm out too. I'm scared of old buddy, but I did want to take the Giants.
Okay.
Logan Webb got shelled yesterday. Yeah. Shelled.
Yeah.
That'll happen.
Milwaukee's still in New York. The deciding game. Hauser goes against Scherzer. Hauser's been good. Scherzer's been good at home. I will stay away.
Where are the Mets at here? We got to lay a half. Yeah, I'm out. No way. No thanks.
Yeah, rubber match.
Can't lay $2 with the fucking Mets.
Yeah, you can't really lay $2 with the Mets, but I also think they win the game. I'm out, but Mets if I were betting it.
Okay. Houston at St. Louis. I started this thinking I was going to take the Houston Astros and J.P. France versus Adam Wainwright, old Chucky ball game, because J.P. France has been better than Adam Wainwright. But Astros have not been hot. Cardinals, you know, they're starting to pick up a little steam. They're hitting better. I stayed away, though.
Astros have not worked out this week, but I'm going down for another one.
Okay.
Astros first five plus that. I can't turn it down, dude.
I hear you.
Yep. Old Waino, his opponent batting average is .350. I'm on the Astros.
Yeah. Taiwan Walker goes against Kyle Hendricks.
Pitching duel.
Yeah. I like one of the pitchers better. Taiwan Walker has been on quite a little run. He's gone 6, giving up 1, 8, giving up 1, 5, giving up none, 7, giving up none. Those are on his last 4. Phillies, first 5, money line.
Oof. I don't know here, to be honest.
Oh, don't force it.
I kind of want to take the Cubbies. Yeah, give me Cubbies first 5 plus a half. Absolutely. Home team. Here we go. Whoever was getting the half was going down there.
The nightcap. Emmett Sheehan goes against Chase Anderson. Sheehan's been good.
Didn't Ed Sheeran just pitch?
I think he might have got bumped.
His last 6.23.
Gotcha. But we were talking about Ed Sheeran very recently.
Last week.
Last week. That's when it was.
He went 6, gave up 2. His only other start, he went 6, gave up none. 23-year-old young righty goes against Chase Anderson, who, you know, hasn't been great as of late. He gave up 9 in his last start, 7 in his start before that. I'm going to lay the 1.5 full game with the Dodgers in that one.
Yeah, me too. Dodgers -1.5 at plus money. Full game, please.
Yeah, I understand the wisdom. Rockies obviously stole one last night. I don't know. Something about it feels frisky yet again.
You thinking about taking the Rockies again, huh?
Yeah, but these are all just thinking about that I'm giving out here.
We're just thinking. We're just fucking.
I think we're just hanging around. I think the thinking about
just hanging around.
I think the thinking about are outperforming my picks. Yeah, but
that'll happen.
But we're thinking about it.
All right, tonight I am on the Rays first 5 plus a half, Giants first 5 plus a half, Phillies first 5 money line, and Dodgers full game run line.
Yanks first 5 money line, Rays first 5 plus a half, Red Sox first 5 money line, Stros first 5 plus a half, Cubs first 5 plus a half, Dodgers full game -1.5.
The Dodgers.
Dodgers.
Los Dodgers.
Los Dodgers.
Dodgers.
I'm on the Yankees money line, the Rays plus a half first 5, the Angels money line, the Red Sox money line, and the Astros money line.
Okay.
Not a lot of juice besides the Yanks. I like that.
Not a ton. It's good when you don't have a lot of juice.
It is always nice.
You know, when you don't have to pay the VIG.
Yeah, I'm not paying a percent.
No.
Losing week, I show up Sunday, I collect. Winning week, I show up Sunday, I collect.
Boom.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Hell yeah.
The Rocket Mortgage, Peter Coit, is your leader at 8 under. guy we talked about a little bit. Ludvig Åberg, 7-under. We knew a lot about him. Sam Bennett, the under.
Ludvig.
7-under. Colin Morikawa is your favorite right now. He's at 6-under. He is plus 700. Ricky is plus 1,000. Ludvig is plus 1,000. Yo, Ricky was very hot early.
Yeah, I can't believe he's not high up there.
On the leaderboard, you mean?
Yeah, two bogeys, 17 and 18.
Yep.
That'll do.
You what happened to Doug Gim? Doug Gim was hot out the gate.
Gimble, the Gimmer was up there.
Yeah.
He's minus six. He's still upper.
Yeah, I don't mind a Doug Gim sprinkle.
Might be live at plus 2,900.
I concur. Same with Ryder up top.
How are my guys doing?
Even Sam Bennett, to be fair.
Tom Kim went one over. Jeez.
Come Ballard, on, Tom.
Ballard ahead. Finau, what's... Finau's even. Can't have that. You can't have that at this tournament.
Yeah, it did look wet.
Bennett's plus 3,000, too.
So I'm good with Fowler and Morikawa, bad with Tom Kim and Finau. That'll happen.
Oh, boys.
First had one, lads.
What's up, dude?
Severe thunderstorms.
Oh, no. Are you going to miss out on the Savannah Bananas?
I hope not, dude. I was looking forward to it all week.
Well, you can always go tomorrow.
True.
They're sold out.
I'd get to both if you can.
Yeah.
They're sold out. You cannot buy tickets.
That's what I'm talking about. There is another golf match tonight. It is, what would you call this one? The match?
Yeah, this is the match number 8, I believe.
Hell yeah.
Match numero 8?
I believe it is the 8th iteration of the match.
The current favorites are Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, minus 310 to Mahomes and Kelce. Obviously, we know here Steph is the best golfer. He is slightly better than Scratch. Mahomes and Kelce, they're not bad.
No, I mean, they're Clay's 7 and an 11.
Klay's the big question mark. And they're playing a scramble.
Yeah, so what we don't know, which feels vital, and I probably should have looked into the it format? More. Yeah, it's like if they have to
scramble.
Yeah, but how often do they need to use Klay's drive?
Okay, I did not see that.
Is it an alternate shot scenario with the driver?
I don't
think. Yeah.
It has to be to a certain extent.
This thing hasn't been pushed at all.
This, the match?
No.
Yeah.
On Twitter, it's just Capital One and the private aviation sponsor that have tweeted about it, actually, which is
what's bizarre. Being televised on?
TNT, I believe.
TNT.
Yeah, I think TNT. Boy. I think TNT owns it now. Match 12 holes of scramble play in this format. Each player tees off and team selects the best ball to play from. That would be a scramble. Whoever has money. So, yeah. And then it says, and then at the very end, it just says, so expect Klay Thompson hitting a lot of stuff. I think it's a true scramble.
So just no need to hit Klay's drive ever.
It doesn't...
That might make it a little bit trickier, but I'll still lean to the football guys.
Yeah?
I'm just going to root for him pretty hard, so might as well.
Yeah, I'm going to put a small wager on good old Mahomes and Kelce to win just because I'm going to end up watching.
When it's amateurism, you might as well take the fucking plus 200.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, you're right, Tony.
Yeah.
It's a two-horse race.
Last year it was best ball. Or I should say last time they played this.
Yeah.
Last time they did the match.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Scramble's probably better for speed.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Sun was setting when Rodgers made that putt.
Yes, it was.
That was awesome. That putt was
insane. Yeah, that putt was sweet.
That was filthy.
So, yeah, I mean, if Steph...
Remember, those fans were in danger also.
Yes, they were. A lot.
Like, a lot.
The one they got hit.
Very in danger.
I think I had a problem with it.
They better not do that tonight. I might turn it off if I see people, like, lining the green on a par.
Are they in Vegas? Again? We don't know anything about this fucking event.
Yeah, where is it? No idea.
Nothing has gotten like pushed for this. I didn't know that it was today until I actually signed into my DraftKings account to see what I lost last night.
The action begins at 6:30 p.m.
6:30 Eastern?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, probably, I want to get it in on time.
100 mile per hour straight line wins possible.
It is. What?
100 mile per hour winds are possible.
At the match or here?
In the Indianapolis area.
Oh, we're going to have another fucking tornado.
No, no.
The Savannah Bananas game is looking unlikely, boys.
Damn shame.
Fuck.
Fuck.
Fuck. I got a WNBA pick.
Okay. There we go. It's fucking gold.
I like the New York Liberty plus 6.5 at the Las Vegas Aces tonight at 10 o'clock. The Liberty are coming off an OT win powered by Sabrina INSQ. Breonna Stewart had a pretty bad game last time out. I think she bounces back and has a bit of a chip on her shoulder and fills it up early and often. Okay. Plus 6.5.
Okay.
This is this year's best team against last year's best team, plus 6.5.
Okay. I like that.
There is also a WNBA bet on a lot of books that I saw. I did see it on DraftKings. You can bet either New York Liberty / Vegas versus the field. It was like minus like 200. I actually really like that bet. I think the odds for that are kind of fucking low. Even at minus 200, those two teams are by far the two best in the WNBA, and it's going to be those two in the finals.
Okay. Okay. Anything else, boys?
It's good stuff.
All right.
Tony, I got one more thing for you, actually.
Okay. Oh.
I know.
And now a quote from Emmett McMahon.
Tony, on days like today, I like to remember, keep your face always towards the sunshine, and the shadows will always fall behind you.
That is true.
Do we have a byline?
That's by Walt Whitman.
Walt is a dog.
Yeah, Walt Whitman. Now that's a great author. Yeah.
Is that an author?
Walt Whitman.
Yeah, big time
author. Didn't want to say author and then say American, fuck it up again.
Great American novelist, I believe.
Fuck yeah. I love
used to go to his cottage and sit by the lake and write stories.
He was actually the greatest advisor, war advisor to yesterday's author.
Winsome.
Winsome Churchill.
All right. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Done.